Good morning. I'd like to call the Ninth Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is April 16th, 2025, and the time is 10:01 a.m. This is day 15 of our Hunka session. Congresswoman Whitehorn, could you please take care of today's prayer?
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this, the beauty of springtime when everything renews and becomes fresh again, Lord. And it's just a good reminder of what you did this time of year for us when Jesus came as a man to earth and went to the cross, and now he's alive again in a resurrected form, Lord. I just thank you for that, and I praise your holy name about that. Lord, I just thank you for all the blessings of life and of land and of assets to our Osage people, Lord. We are truly a blessed people, Lord. I thank you for being with us and for watching out, Lord. Just help us walk out our purpose on this earth to help others and be kind to others and to do meaningful work among our people and our communities here, Lord. Just look down on all the places that we live in our towns here, Lord. And I ask that you be with those Osage that have traveled out into other places of the world, Lord. Just be with them and help them feel connected to their root and their territory where we are right now. Father God, I just thank you for this day. Just be with those that need a touch from you, Lord. Be with us as we work today and do the people's work. All these things I ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Bakehorse.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Second Speaker Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene. Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon is here.
Good morning.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. We're now on approval of the journal dated April 14, 2025. Please take a moment to review.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Under ONCA 2552, it says Speaker Shaw advanced ONCA 2545. Yes.
Congresswoman Rickhorn.
It's also for
25-53. Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to approve the journal as amended for April 14th, 2025.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The journal has been approved. We're now on report to select committees. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Good morning, Speaker, members of Congress. Rules and Ethics met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2545, an act to amend ONCA 2215 to increase the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the Executive Branch for CARES continuation projects for the Museum, Language, Culture Departments in the amount of $51,230 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Final committee action. Do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Big Horse, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2547, an act to authorize and appropriate $3,000 to the Hominy Friends Church and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Final committee action. Owen, Congressman Maker is a co-sponsor. Final committee action. Do pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes from Big Horse, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding ONCA 2552, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch. In non-tribal funds in the amount of $54,641 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes from Big Horse, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2553, an act to amend ONCA 2470. To authorize IDC Communications to move $20,000 to professional fees and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Final committee action. Do pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes from Big Horse, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2558, an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $278,262 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Final committee action, do pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes, Big Horse, Good Fox, and King. We met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2559, an act to amend ONCA 2475 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $404,719 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Final committee action do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Big Horse, Good Fox, and King. And lastly, rules, ethics, and engrossment met regarding congressional rule changes, and the committee action was to pass a few changes. Yes votes from Big Horse, Keen, and Good Fox. And just very quickly, one of the changes was proposed by me, and it is to place language in our congressional rules that clearly states out that in the event that the speaker is not here to preside over session, that the second speaker will do that. I think it was kind of implied, but it doesn't say it in there, and we would have to suspend the rules and have a motion unless we adopt this. So there's that. And then we had one more change, and this was proposed by Congresswoman Whitehorn. There are multiple amendments, and just very quickly, it takes out the land from Commerce, Gaming, and Land, and includes a new committee that will be a select committee of natural resources, which will include land. And it also, it lays out what their duties will be. And it also has a change that all committees, not just select, can have hearings. So standing committees would be able to have hearings from this point forward. Everyone has copies in your email. And here in a little bit on the agenda, I'm going to move to place these for a vote 1 week from today. So we have one full week. Members can talk to the sponsor, talk to rules and ethics, go through everything, and be, fully aware of what they're voting on. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. We're now on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Thank you. Government operations met regarding our editorial board appointee, Tara Manthe. The final committee action that the candidate is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes, Good Fox, Keen, Lemon, Redcorn, and Shaw, one absent, Hamilton. And at this time, Speaker, I'm going to move to place Tara Manthe on the next session agenda for confirmation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Government operations met regarding bill number ONCA 2542. An act to amend the Osage Nation Boards Act at 15 ONC 5-103 to make the terms of board members consistent with the constitutional amendment adopted in 2024 regarding confirmations and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action do pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes, Good Fox, Lemon, Shaw, Redcorn, and Keene, one absent, Hamilton. We met regarding bill number regarding resolution number ONCR 2510, a resolution to authorize and adopt the amended articles of incorporation for the place to borrow money formed under the Osage Nation Nonprofit Corporation Code. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action do pass. Voting yes, Keene, Lemon, Redcorn, Shaw, Good Fox, one absent, Hamilton. Clark, on that one that I just read, I need y'all to make that change because you've got him on abstain and it should be absent.
Okay, we'll get that corrected.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. We met regarding ONCR 2511, a resolution to approve the amended bylaws of the Place to Borrow Money Public Purpose Corporation in accordance with the Articles of Incorporation. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action do pass with yes votes from Keene, Lemon, Redcorn, Shaw, Good Fox, one absent, Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox. We're now on introduction of bills and or resolutions. Hearing none, we're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 2567, an act to require the Osage Nation to provide reasonable accommodations to pregnant women in employment, to prohibit retaliation for requesting or utilizing a reasonable accommodation, and to establish an alternate effective date. Madam Speaker, may I continue?
Please continue, yes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 2568, an act to establish a rental assistance program for elders and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2569, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $500,000 to the executive branch for the rental assistance program and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2570, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1 million to Monjeska Eldazi, Place to Borrow Money, as loan capital for the purposes of home mortgage loans, rehabilitation loans, and refinance loans, and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2571, an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15 ONC 2304.1 to require the Principal Chief to appoint a treasurer within 120 days and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2572, an act to amend the Attorney General Law 15 ONC 3106 to require the Principal Chief to appoint an Attorney General within 120 days and to amend 15 ONC 3109 to state that only the Attorney General may issue Attorney General opinions and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2573, an act to establish a government tort claims process to the Osage Nation for the benefit of the public and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2574, an act to require a waiver of sovereign immunity of the Osage Nation on a limited basis for lawsuits to be filed by the Osage Nation and other jurisdictions and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. ONCA 2567 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2568 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2569 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2570 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 2571 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2572 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2573 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. And ONCA 2574 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2545, an act to amend ONCA 2215 to increase the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the Museum, Language, and Culture Departments in the amount of $51,230 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Congressman, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against ONCA 2545? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2545 pass? Clark?
Congressman Tillman? Yes. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2545 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2545 will be advanced to enrollment. Next, we're on ONCA 2547, an act to authorize and appropriate $3,000 to the Hominy Friends Church and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Good Fox. Congresswoman Good Fox, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll open. Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. This is a modest but much needed donation. I'm not a member of this church, and the members, you know, didn't request this. This donation request came during a conversation when we were at the Friends Church with a loved one with family. And the Friends Church opens their doors to the Zonzoli community when our chapel is already being used or has been under construction. They give us the keys. They tell us, yes, come here. And we utilize that church for 4 days. You know, it's a small church. I can't imagine that they get big donations on every Sunday when they pass the collection plate, but this might provide for them to purchase some new things that they might need. We noticed as we were there a few weeks ago that some of their tables were getting old, and it's just a way for us to give back. This church lies within our Hominy Indian Village, and I would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak for or against ONCA 2547? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor. Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2547 pass?
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2547 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2547 will be advanced to enrollment. We're now on ONCA 2552, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $54,641 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Hamilton, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak for or against ONCA 2553? ONCA 2552. Hearing none, Congressman Hamilton. The question is, shall ONCA 2552 pass?
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2552 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2552 will be advanced to enrollment. We're now on ONCA 2553. An act to amend ONCA 2470 to authorize IDC Communications to move $20,000 to professional fees and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Hamilton, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak for or against? Hearing none, Congressman Hamilton.
I'll waive.
The question is, shall ONCA 2553 pass? Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
No.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes. I meant no, sorry.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Speaker Shaw?
No. ONCA 2553 fails. We're now on ONCA 2558. An act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $278,262 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Hamilton, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak for or against ONCA 2558? Hearing none. The question is, shall ONCA 2558 pass? Clerk, roll call, please.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2558 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2558 will be advanced to enrollment. We're now on ONCA 2559, an act to amend ONCA 2475. To provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $404,719 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Hamilton, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak for or against ONCA 2559? The question is, shall ONCA 2559 pass? Clerk, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2559 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2559 will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone. The Health and Social Services Committee has actually been canceled due to an offer that was given in the original email to amend the date if needed, if we couldn't have all participants available. Therefore, I did cancel it because there was one participant that wasn't going to be able to come to the meeting. I will reschedule it concerning the home health future and closure.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Good Fox.
I move to place the proposed rules changes on the agenda for April 23rd for a vote.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. We're now on adjournment. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Move to adjourn us until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. We are adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.